for you today? We've been all over the place. What is your biggest story of the day today?
I don't know if I have a biggest story.
That's one of those
things. It's probably LeBron's tweet about how good Bronny is that he could probably, yeah, I'm guessing.
Good so. Lord.
Probably Lamar Jackson's, you know, the franchise tag,
yeah,
thing.
We talked. I'm curious to see where that heads. If you had to do this, Zach, if you had to rank Lamar Jackson in the hierarchy of quarterbacks, is he in your top 10?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it helps too that he's what, 26 years old, 27 years old.
He's actually younger than Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, or the same.
Yeah,
age.
I mean, it's right, and I've talked about this too. It's so hard to find not only a serviceable quarterback, but a quarterback that can win playoff games, that can get you to the playoffs. And, you know, Lamar Jackson has been an MVP. He's dealt with some injuries and stuff. I don't know why everyone gives him so much flack.
I'm lost for words as well. I'm kind of down on my organization. I just don't understand what they're doing. It's not a lack of money. I mean, they own department stores across the world. I'm thinking they're okay. So it always
you know,
worries
people
me.
Don't want to get got anymore. That's the whole thing. They don't want.
Yeah.
And I think it's tough too when you don't have an agent, right?
No,
so he's got to play.
That's his own fault.
He's got to play football, and he's got to play manager, and he has to play agent, and you know that's tough.
Somebody gave him some bad advice, but I also think that. You know, growing up and doing all that, I think that he has trust issues too, especially with males, and that affects that. And you can have your mom help you when you're fighting in the playground at 10. It's hard to do at 26 when you're talking about billions of dollars.
Exactly.
So that's right. it's a tough call.
He's been Harbaugh's guy. You know, Harbaugh's loved him, and
yeah,
you know, a coach can only have so much pull, right? It comes down to the people who are writing the checks, right? I was really hoping the Seahawks wouldn't sign Geno and we could somehow get Lamar Jackson, trading our first round pick to them and getting him just with Pete Carroll. He loves to establish a run. He's like, wait a second, I can establish a run with the quarterback too.
Yeah.
And so obviously that's not going to happen.
So I didn't get to talk to you this weekend. First F1 this weekend, did you watch?
I did not.
Really? What's up
with
that?
I was not awake. the 9 a.m. start really gets you.
How in the world were you not awake with two dogs in your house?
The weekends are my... I usually have to wake up every single day and take them outside. So the weekends... Or the other half's responsibility.
So it wasn't an overactive Saturday night that led to a lazy Sunday. It was just, you know what, Sunday's your day, right?
Yep, it was my day, relaxing, hit the Drake Diner afterwards.
And very nice.
I got home and I turned on the last two laps, and I think it was pretty much over by then.
So you went to the Drake Diner, over by Drake. I mean, there was a Drake Diner that wasn't by Drake, too, just so people don't get lost here. Was it busy?
Yeah, I've gone the last two weekends, actually, and it's been very...
Did not know.
I mean, waited both times.
Wow.
We'll go over to the library over there, and there's always a wait on that one, and we'll drive by the Drake. It's that area's popping.
That is good. They've done it. Drake's done a great job.
Absolutely. And they're still continuing to polish it up. It's a question for you. Interesting to lead off of the F1. And the Netflix series, because your dad always speaks of you got into F1 because of the Netflix series in regards to F1, correct?
Yep.
Are you watching the PGA Full Swing series?
Yes, I am about halfway through, but unfortunately, I usually watch it when I'm kind of winding down for the night, and then so, I'll fall asleep and then not know, you know, what happens. And I guess watching a golf documentary isn't the best thing to fall asleep to.
Okay, with that
if you want to watch it.
Right. With that being said, the insight to see some of these guys, that's whether it's the validation that this guy is a jackwagon or this young kid is really more, he's got a lot to prove type of thing. I mean, I like to see behind the scenes, and it's making the field so much wider of who I want to watch and who I care about when I'm playing. Your dad says that you would say that the F1 Netflix series was done completely better than what this series is. Would you say that? Or would you say it's comparable?
F1 probably does it better just because the way it's structured. You know, the PGA has so many players, right? And you can only, you know, follow so many. And the way they do it for F1 is they have each manufacturer have like an episode pretty much.
Oh, wow.
So you kind of talk about, you know, the ins and outs of that race that they had and, you know, leading up to it and then the race day and everything like that. So you can, you get a look into each, you know, team. But then the flip side with the PGA, you know, they just started. It's their first, you know, season. It'll keep getting better. But you can't really pick Gary Woodland or some random person, right, to just follow. Like, that's not that's not entertaining.
But
so,
you can do Joel Damon, and I am a super fan now, man. He's us. That's what he is. He's us. He acts like us.
Just one of us. One of us.
Exactly. Yes. And by the way, you'll get a very curt email from the PGA if you remove your shirt at any PGA event as a player.
So. Right. And that's the best part, too, about the Full Swing documentary. If you can call it a documentary, I guess it is. You get a look into players that you wouldn't know about, right? I mean, you don't really see a lot of interviews. There's not a lot of post-game interviews or pre-game. It's a single person, right? So you can either see them on, you follow them on Twitter or on Instagram, you see a little bit into their life. But, you know, when you're getting the videos of Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas on a private jet flying into a course to play it, like, wow, my life sucks.
And you wondered how they're so close. And they've been that close since they were 8 and 10 years old.
It's like seeing pictures of Brandon and Nate back in the day. Of they're both not real good at golf. It's like Burke. To see Burke that is playing Division I golf is
It's well done. I for one never liked Ian Poulter until I saw that episode, and I'm like, okay, I can like Ian Poulter.
You can spend all the time you want on Liv, can't you?
Just because, you know. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, but I followed him on Twitter in like 2019, and he is hilarious. He is one of the best Twitter follows, and I've been, you know, behind him, you know, this entire time. And, you know, you always say, like, it sucks, you know, they went to Liv or these players that go to Liv. Ian Poulter didn't have really much left to give. And he's like, would I win? Am I coming in this tournament thinking I'll win it? Absolutely not. And that's just kind of a funny thing, like, there's tiers, right? We think, you know, everyone has a chance to win the tournament. That's not true, right? You have, you know, your top tier, then you have the middle people, right?
Right.
And it's just insane how these guys are just making a living and making paychecks, just placing to make the cut, right? And if they don't, they got to, you know, wheels up. Let's try this again in a couple days when I have to fly out to somewhere else for a Tuesday pro-am, a Wednesday practice, and then
Their bad weekend is six figures. Their bad weekend is six figures. So my pity stops a little bit at the door on some of these guys.
That's when somebody like me who thought that I liked Brooks Koepka, but then I see Joel Damon, and I'm like, okay, I can love that guy. Now I see behind the scenes with Brooks Koepka, and I don't like Brooks Koepka at all.
Actually, the one that I, even though he was one pretty standout-ish, if you will, Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I love Dustin Johnson, too.
Well, yeah, you love his wife.
Absolutely.
But when he finally looked at the camera and said, look, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to play half as much golf, I'm going to get paid twice as much money, and I can spend more time with my family. You can think whatever you want.
Duh.
I'm going to wake up over there with that. I'm good.
Yeah, it's not a bad life. None of them have a bad life, but he's got a really, really good life.
And he's, not saying he's old, but he's, you know, an older golfer, right, of the people who are playing right now. And what else does, you know, Dustin Johnson have to prove? Nothing.
No. Exactly.
He is a Hall of Famer. You know, go get paid and relax, right?
And I would like to see this back when Jack and Arnie and Gary Player and all those guys, because they all got along, played cards, did all that, and then you had that Tiger for a while, right?
Well, the cameras are so much bigger. I don't think it'd be quite as candid.
Easy. Yeah. But then you had Tiger.
Yeah, and Tiger was making them so much money.
Right. He was making them so much money, but it was a lot of those guys that, you know, were coming they had to choose between Tiger and Phil, and a lot of them thought, well, we'll go with Phil, and that wasn't a good thing. And even before he went to Liv. And then I think Tiger changed a little bit because he's like, okay, I'm getting older. I love hanging out with all these kids, Fowler, Spieth, all these guys. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna help lead these guys. And he's done a really good job
Maybe
of doing
that.
He can
be a mentor.
Yeah, he can be
a
mentor.
And it's so different too because, you know, Tiger has unknown wealth, right? It doesn't matter if you pay him another $50 or $500 million. It doesn't matter to him. Tiger's still not looking at his bank account, seeing, you know, did the check hit this week? You know, what am I doing? Like, it doesn't matter. And the PGA Tour is what he created. The PGA Tour, honestly, for all these, you know, newer players,
for the newer
players we've been watching for the past 15 years, right? And he wants to cultivate that, and he wants to help these younger players and keep growing the game.
And he's going to do that with Rory, right? That's his new best friend is Rory. What a combo
is. And the facets of, hey, let's do an offshoot fun four-man. Let's do an offshoot this. Let's do that. I mean, it's obviously the want is there because other people are doing it for them to accept. We're not going to tarnish the main, but we're willing to make the game fun to continue to bring kids and outsiders into our game.
I love that part.
Right,
really
and Phil would still be on the PGA Tour if he didn't have a gambling problem. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Because, I 100% agree with that.
I do too.
That's another reason why
he was getting ready.
Know, he's probably
he was,
got guys knocking on his door.
Yeah,
right. He was getting ready to have some people come down on him, and he needed the cash.
How can I get $40 million quickly?
Exactly.
Yes.
That is the Scott read earlier in the last segment that one of the last
looking
ones
at the,
with
Was NCAA
it,
was
it Lenardi that did it? I don't remember.
This one is ESPN. I didn't see who
had
it was.
Iowa State is a five seed.
It is Lenardi. It's Lenardi. He's got the East. We've got the grouping of Iowa State as a five against Oral Roberts with UConn number 4 and Iona number 13. In the whole East, there is I don't know where I see it. There's Creighton. There's Iowa, there's Baylor, there could be some interesting stuff coming out of the East.
Would they have Iowa as a seed?
They have Iowa in Denver at a number 7 against Boise State.
That's a pretty good seed for Iowa, a 7. I didn't think
they'd
get
Joe Lenardi just ruined Selection Sunday. Whatever happened to finding out, you know, where people are playing on that Sunday as a group?
Yeah.
You know, the whole United States got together and got in front of the TV on Sunday.
Odds are I don't, because this puts Iowa State and Albany. I still think it's Columbus would be the better one that they end up. But as of right now, showing it as a 5 seed, and they say no matter what happens in the tournament for Iowa State, it's not going to change their seed. I thought that because they were a 6.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And they had them as a 7.
But
neither of our teams are going to be in Wells Fargo, which is too bad.
They're showing Kansas,
no, it's
Missouri, Memphis, Michigan State, Mississippi, Marquette, and Kennesaw State. Those are the teams in Des Moines.
Wow. That'll be
interesting.
Fun. Yeah. Excited for...
Wait 12 hours, it'll change.
Exactly. I'm trying to think you're not the biggest baseball guy. Probably more excited that you're going to start to be able to start playing golf, aren't you?
Yeah. I played for the first time last Saturday. You know, got in a little bit of trouble. I was like, yeah, I probably just play 9. And then, you know, after 11 holes, I was like, yeah, honey, playing 18, be home in a couple more hours.
that went over.
So already getting in trouble with the golfing. But I've been, you know, just watching the Full Swing documentary, playing, you know, the new PGA game on Xbox that I have. I just need to get out of the house.
Is that prep? Is that what it is? Watching Full Swing and playing. I'm getting ready for it. So, yeah, I understand you got in trouble with your fiance or girlfriend, however we're at on that. How was the game, though? How did you play your first time out?
There was some good shots and some bad shots.
All right. So the bad habits were creeping up already.
It was pretty good. It was a little colder than I wanted it to be. I'll blame
Where'd
that
you go?
On some bad swings. A blank.
Oh.
No free ads.
No.
And it's
but
I was gonna say conditions have to be
not
rough,
ideal there.
Rough.
It was, you
cart
know,
path?
It was hard. Nope, you can get on there. It was a little still frozen. Wet, but, you know, the greens were rolling pretty quick.
Yep. As you see, I see the sticks out of Waveland, and I still no desire to go play Waveland.
Yeah. Any any chance, we got 20 seconds, any chance Iowa State beats Baylor for a third time? We do match
I
up well with them.
I would prefer not to play them, but I think, you know, it's a tough matchup for Baylor. It's hard to beat a team twice, let alone the third time.
You think we get?
I don't like that.
You think we get eight teams in? Or are we going to get six?
I mean, I hope we get eight. The Big Ten always gets a bunch of teams. Why can't that be us this year?
Exactly. All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night. Tell everybody I said hello. Tell the pup dogs. Talk to you later.
You bet. See you guys.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got two more segments left. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. Scott and I'll be back right after this break. Hey, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Check us out on Twitter at ScottBrower_13, at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, and at HappyHour_SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Let me click here. And I got lost. Nope, I had it. Oh, there we go.
What are you trying to get to?
I'm getting to my. We have tomorrow, which is Wednesday. Ohio State, Wisconsin, 5:15 pregame. Minnesota, Nebraska after. Thursday, you get Rutgers and Michigan at 10:45. You get Penn State at Illinois at 5:15. And Maryland against the winner of the Minnesota-Nebraska game will be right after that 5:15 game. And plenty more. We'll have the Big Ten semifinals and finals, the Pac-12 finals, Big Ten championship, Ivy League championship, and the Selection Sunday show. So jammed-packed with NCAA basketball starting tomorrow. That is why. So we are off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all next week. And that following Monday, we will be back in here that Tuesday with Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
So absolutely.
2 weeks from today.
Sure.
We'll be back in here. Little down.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Little downtime. During NCAA, which is okay. We're not going
to
complain.
If I don't fill out at least like probably 18 to 20 brackets, I'm going to, fun.
You never know what to do.
So fun.
This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. They have three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, not PIV, Suite 213 Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Urgent injury clinics are both at Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. Look up wait times online at DMOS.com. New to DMOS is Engineer Performance by DMOS, world-class sports rehab and performance training center in Central Iowa, 1711 Plaza Parkway in Ankeny. Joey Glenn is going to train you. Give the man some training. That's what we need. Once we get back, we have towards the end, we're going to start hot and heavy with Des Moines Orthopedic, by the way.
Studio, correct?
Yep, in studio. And then March 27th, hopefully on site for IMT Marathon Day.
Yes.
So that's going to be kind of exciting. So
are we doing something the 22nd too?
It could be
Wednesday the
22nd. Maybe that it could be the 22nd as well. And I haven't seen you live that I remembered this, but we while you were gone, Brooks came in to do some other stuff with some
Brooks
of the other,
Reynolds.
Brooks Reynolds with the Bacon Fest.
Bacon Fest.
And Friday we're going to do our show live from Bacon Fest at the State Fairgrounds.
That would be May 12th, and I was going to say when he was in here and we interviewed him and he said it then, I wrote it down,
there
so I'm glad you confirmed it.
Yes,
that
we
will
did.
Be a ton of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. So a lot of fun things coming up, and kind of getting through all the winter and everything and ramping up. And we have a lot of stuff coming up.
A lot of people to get a hold of, get in here, because there's a lot of people want to come talk with us. So
yeah.
As we were kind of dabbling on this with, like I was telling you, this is just one. This was, what did I say, Lenardi? Yeah, Lenardi's, yeah, it's showing. He's showing the top overall seed is Kansas.
I agree.
First,
I think they're the best team in college basketball.
First team out, Oklahoma State. Last team in, Nevada.
Oklahoma State.
First four out that he has, Oklahoma State, Wisconsin, Arizona State, and North Carolina. That's crazy to say those four names.
I know it. It is crazy. And who was the one that was in right before Oklahoma State? Nevada. I think they deserve to be
in. Last team in is what he's saying. Yeah,
I think they deserve to be in before those other five that you just said.
Last four in, he's got Mississippi State, Utah State, Rutgers, and Nevada.
And I agree with Zach to a certain extent. I believe the Big Ten gets a lot of teams in sometimes, but I don't know what you do about that.
It feels like it's Big Ten's big brother.
Yeah.
And Big 12's little brother.
Yeah. And I don't know. It is whatever it is.
With that being said, I want to go here on this. This is something I've wanted to talk to you about the closer we get to the tournament here. Do you like the fact that if you win your conference tournament, you get to automatically get in? Or should it be if you are the conference champion, not the tournament, conference, because what if, is it really, you have a 17-win season and you go on and you have a great tournament and that gets you in there, but it knocks somebody out that had I know we couldn't, are we going to have Drake and Bradley in the tournament? No, we're not.
I think the only way we were getting
not
them
that
both,
Drake wasn't, but I mean, it's.
I think the I only know. Way you get them
That's
both
a bad
in.
Analogy.
No, it is. It's a great analogy. I think the only way we got them in is Drake winning and Bradley getting in.
Right.
Because I think if it had been the other way around, I don't know if Drake gets in, and that's stupid.
No, I agree. I agree.
But there's nothing you can do about it. Do I? This is how I'm going to answer your question. I like having the championship tournament after, but I think all that money should go back in to NIL for all the different schools for the student athletes, because that's all that is a money grab. That's it.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament?
No, the conference championship.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's all it is. It's a money grab.
Well, and I do, and as I say this and I see the words linger in front of me, if you are conference champion, you should be an at-large anyway.
Right, and you're going to be, but that should be, you should get the automatic bid.
Right.
You beat everybody in your conference, most conferences, two times.
Right.
I mean, and you had to play everybody twice. So you had home and away. That's why I don't like some of the,
right.
And it's going to change. You're not going to get that, and I understand that, when that happens, and it's going to happen here pretty quick, then I do agree. I just don't think you needed it now, because in most of these conferences that are out there before they get bigger, because they're all getting ready to get bigger, right? You play everybody twice in basketball. You don't do that in football. That's the tough thing in football. And it behooves some teams. I mean, the Iowa Hawkeyes have been pretty lucky to be on the side of that division that they are. See?
And this one, this is the one, this is merely projection, it's not and this is somebody's opinion, this is not in writing yet, but to go through this, that we are in the East Division, this is a lot of teams that we care about are in this division, because it was the four teams in Columbus, Houston against the winner of Alcorn State and Howard. They're the number one overall seed for the East Division. Maryland against Arkansas, there's your 8 and 9. So you get that bracket leads into playing Iowa State versus Oral Roberts, UConn versus Iona. And when I said, okay, a 5 against 12, Iowa State 5, Oral Roberts 12, it should be an Iowa State-UConn game, and your comment was, yeah, okay, we should win that. Okay, because, I mean, that's a winnable game.
It is a winnable game. They have something that you worry about as teams that have never seen it, how we play defense, how we muck up a game. A lot of people don't understand that, so it's hard to do. When you're playing somebody for the third time or the second time, you can get by stuff. I mean, you can scheme your way through that, but now you're doing it in a day's turnaround time too. It makes everything more. I love the NCAA tournament and how you turn around and do all that.
So with that being said, now you get into the next grouping, if you will. It's Creighton against Rutgers or Nevada, because on that one there, Tennessee versus Louisiana. So now we got Creighton in the mix there. Then we get to the Denver grouping. That it's Iowa at a 7 against Boise State, and there's Baylor again. Baylor at a number 2 overall seed.
Wow. So Iowa State's in that grouping too?
Look, we could have, in essence, as you walk this down, you could have an Iowa State, if they get past, let's say Iowa State ends up with Houston, gets past Houston, you could have a Iowa State-Iowa. You could have an Iowa State-Baylor. You could have an Iowa State-Creighton. You could have, if they make it that far. I mean, it's going to come back to regional games that we've – I mean, I'm looking at Maryland's in there too. We've watched Maryland ball because of Iowa.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
– I don't know who did – Lenardi did that?
This is Lenardi's.
Yeah, I don't see them
that much regional
– Right. I don't see them having Baylor maybe playing Iowa State for the fourth time.
Right.
I think the system would kick that out. And having Iowa State play Iowa for the second time, I think the system would kick. Like when they're plugging all this stuff in, I think systems would kick that out. You know, that you can't have another one of these.
I look games. At this. This is the South.
What do they have Drake? Where do they have Drake?
Okay, that's the South.
Okay.
So you got your number one seed in the South is Alabama.
Right.
You've got your number two seed.
Started on them.
Purdue. So you got Purdue and Alabama. You've got Drake in the Greensboro grouping, so it would be they've got it as Drake is a 12 seed against number 5 TCU.
Okay, can we say horse crap on that too?
Okay,
that a 27 win team is a 12 seed. Hate it.
Okay, well, it's strength of conference. You know what it is. But in that grouping, it's TCU versus Drake, and then it's at number 4 Xavier against Yale.
What a great game TCU Drake would be.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be an outstanding game.
To go kind of the other ones I go down through. I mean, you've got Purdue versus Colgate. You've got USC against Duke to get through that grouping. UC Irvine versus Kansas State as a 3 seed. Kansas State is a 3 seed.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
Penn State versus San Diego State. Ugh. I mean, again, there's some games he's throwing together here. I'm like, ooh, I'd like to see
that. And you have those games. I could sit here and tell you every single game that you said to me is a 50-50 game.
Okay.
That's what I'm loving about this NCAA tournament. Do I think someone's going to get beat by 20 points in this tournament? No, unless they're playing really, really bad. Because I don't think there's that much difference between 1 and 64. I really don't.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to play Colgate if I was a team.
Texas is in the West. What does he have them down as a seed for Texas?
Gosh, they got to be a 3.
Nope.
2?
They are a 2.
Really?
He's got them as a 2, UCLA as 1, Gonzaga as a 3, Virginia as a 4.
That's probably too high for Gonzaga. That's going off of they've been there before and done that. It's not based on what they did this year.
You got to love that, though. You got Gonzaga as a 3 against number 14, Furman. You've got a number 9, Auburn, against a number 8, Florida Atlantic. I mean, these are not names we haven't heard in the tournament.
And you're going to have, I'm telling you, I would be shocked if there wasn't upsets galore.
All right. In this scenario, I'm going to read these out to you. You got Alabama versus Cleveland State. So this is a 116.
Yep.
You've got a Houston versus either Alcorn State or Howard. You've got a UCLA versus TAMU-CC.
Ooh, that's a game.
Right. And then you've got Kansas versus, and these are all 116 matchups, Southeast Missouri State or FDU. Okay. Do you think, is there a chance for a 16-1 upset?
Yes.
You're going, I know which one you're going with. You're going UCLA, aren't you?
Yeah, because UCLA is not, they're just not a good tournament team. If they get past those first couple of games, I wouldn't want to play them. What was the first one? The Houston one. I wouldn't throw that out either.
Well, it was Alabama, Cleveland State.
Oh,
yeah. See, the Houston, Alcorn State, or Howard, whatever. But like I said, that East that he's got predicted here, that man, the possibility of God, Iowa State.
I wouldn't want to
State Creighton. Iowa State Iowa.
I wouldn't want to play.
You
Creighton.
Could have a Creighton Iowa showdown.
I don't want
to get.
I wouldn't want to play UConn. I definitely would not want to play. Trying to think in the Big Ten who would be even a Rutgers in the Big Ten. Here's my thing for Iowa. If Iowa loses early in the Big Ten tournament, I think Iowa can make it to the Sweet 16. It just seems like every time that they make runs in the Big Ten tournament, something happens and they don't play well. You know, it's one of those.
Yep.
I said the other day, it was right before tip on Saturday with Caitlin. Is it better for them not to win this game so they'd have to play another game and get rested up and do that? And I'm like,
you're talking the women's team.
Yep. And I ended up saying no as well. But I said I thought about it. If you know they'd have had somebody that wasn't feeling good or somebody that you know couldn't right. you know then playing that extra game, the worst case scenario for Iowa once they had gotten to Saturday was you're going to be a two seed. Now you have a outside chance of being a one seed. I don't think we've ever had a one seed before.
We haven't talked about this, and this gets us off subject here, but I was happy for Freddie and Nebraska because that game to me didn't matter. That game to me, it didn't matter for seeding, for whatever, but it meant a lot because Freddie said, if I do not get to 50% wins, you know, a 500 record, that he would walk away. What is he, 17-16 because of that? Yeah. Or 17-15?
He got over. So
right, he got over. And it's okay, what does that mean? Is he finally getting over the hump? Is he finally getting a core? Is he finally is Fred Hoiberg going to be? I mean, I loved watching his kid. We all went, huh? I didn't even realize that.
No, I think he needs to get in the transfer portal and get a couple of people. But I yeah.
but does he is his mindset that he wants to do that? Is he ready to nose to the grindstone and get after it again?
I think he'd rather play 18 holes of golf a day.
I think he'd rather be back at the Timberwolves being back management and just collecting money.
I don't disagree with that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. We got one segment left, Potpourri. I'm leading it, though, because the stats for that Nebraska-Iowa game makes my eyes cry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The madness of March is here.
Slash love.
You're listening to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment of this Tuesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Bringing sports your way. Every day you can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _ SS, and at Scott Brower _13. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. So once again, with all the Big Ten games coming on, the championship games, all this stuff, you can always go to the website. You can download the 1700 The Champ app on your phone. You can listen to, they got a microphone, and boom, I think you can get up there and hear live events.
Cool.
So we have all that going on. You, my friend, have the last read.
All right. I'm just doing the 1700 The Champ. I got to do that. I can't believe it. I just go to the website.
The
last read for the final segment is going to be the Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has been challenging, but in 2023, it's even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both clients and the candidates to make their lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important and challenging. Currently, there's over 500 jobs open on the website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technologies, mortgage and banking. Keep both the staff and the candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what the Palmer Group can do for you.
Okay, so I promised you this little stat. Stats.
You're going to talk about the
Nebraska-Iowa game.
Ooh.
Iowa had 21 more shots.
Okay.
9 more free throws. They had 21 offensive rebounds and turned Nebraska over 15 times and lost a basketball game. That's incredible. I mean, you got to try to do that. I mean, it's not. It's not like you go, oh, you know, like, you know, stuff can happen, but so I don't know. A game to win to get a double bye.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Yeah.
At home on senior night. I mean, what's the only other thing you could have done if I don't know, it was Ronald McDonald night and you were donating things?
Well,
and
I don't know. With upcoming stuff that we're watching, I mean, I think Iowa's going to have a good tournament. I mean, far as the
Big Ten tournament?
Big Ten tournament.
Or yes. NCAA tournament?
I think they're going to have both.
Okay.
I think they're going to give.
How about, I don't care if we have a good Big Ten tournament and we have a great NCAA tournament.
I think they're going
to. We had a great tournament in NCAA last year.
I don't think Iowa's going to win the Big Ten tournament. I think they're going to win their first game, battle on the second, take a few days off of breath. They're going to get a good seed, and they're going to do very well.
And you think a good seed is a 6 or a 7 or an 8?
I think a good seed's going to be a 7.
Okay. I think
if you could
get that Eastern Illinois game off the books, I think they could be a 6.
Okay. Yes, but you can't.
I know.
It happened.
I know.
You know,
well, it's Hawkeye Huddle's coming up after this. I'm trying to give them some lead in.
Oh yeah, I kissed her.
Happiness.
Didn't mean anything. It doesn't work that way, okay? Oh, it didn't mean anything. With that being said, you know what my expectations are though, and I think that they should consider it to be massive. And Sweet 16, to me, is the holy grail. That's it.
You can't get knocked out that first game.
I think first game
and play poorly.
First game's going to be, should be the one that we go, okay, they look good, they got this. Second game is going to be a battle. Wear your black and golden pride, because if they get to that Sweet 16, that's going to be a big one.
Yeah, and they have the type of team and the type of system
that has to be hitting on all the same cylinders.
But if they're hitting on all the same cylinders, and I don't know, my thought process last year was, oh my gosh, look what they just did in the Big Ten tournament. There is hitting all your cylinders, and they're just going to go. And you got into that game, and I'm sitting with none other than Mr. Jimmy Fetters. We were sitting at the Pleasant Hill Bowling Alley watching that game.
You said that.
And it about made Jimmy cry. And I'm like, dude, I'm so that, wow. You know, it was just one of those wow moments. You're like, they're very hard to, I think they're a hard team to scout because, and I think the biggest thing for them is Peyton Sanford's coming off the bench. I think that's difficult for teams because you're trying to rest two or three of your guys and you bring out a guy who is on, I think, underutilized. And I think, here's a really crazy thing. I'd love to get the Hawkeye Huddle's guys' take on this. Does Chris Murray stay for another year?
I think he does.
I think he should.
Do you think he's ready? Or is there going to be a lot of chirping from everybody around his brother saying, should we get him now and then we can make him into what he wants?
I think that's the part, that's the underbelly that we don't see.
Guarantee.
There's not that big a difference between these two guys.
Right.
But there is. I don't know. I just think one developed quicker.
Okay.
I
don't think they play the same.
No, I think Keegan's a better player right now. I don't know if that means Keegan's going to be a better player 5 years down the road. I really don't.
You're saying Chris can catch up.
Yeah, I really do. Okay. I think Keegan fit into the system, the Iowa system, better than Chris did. And Chris was better with Keegan there because that was his, you know, he really couldn't be inside because Flip was inside. They really didn't need him. You know, all of their big games, Chris had a big game.
Right.
I guess that's what I'd say. Yeah. And so I think that part is important. But I would stay. That's the difference between them and Caitlin. Caitlin's making a buttload of money.
Right.
Not a buttload, but I mean, sure, it is a buttload, I guess.
Right.
But
enough for her not to jump to the WNBA.
Which it's not worth jumping to the WNBA because you don't get paid.
It's different. It's different. But I mean, here's the big, the bow on top of this present that is the NCAA basketball season right now, is we look at some of these matchups, possible matchups, and there really is complete parity.
Yes.
I mean, you don't go, that's a guarantee, that's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. There is no guarantees.
No, there really isn't. NBA teams in the first round don't miss as much as they used to. They used to miss a lot. And you'd get a lot of second round guys. Not very many.
As far as picking guys?
Yeah. Now it's a lot better. Just off the books a little bit. This is going to be a tearjerker. Paul Gasol is getting his jersey retired.
Yeah.
And if people don't know all this, that Pa and Kobe, best friends.
Yes.
And Paul's been like a dad for all of his kids. That's going to be a tearjerker. I mean, he can't even get through an interview. I mean, he did an interview and he couldn't even get through it. Not to mention that he's a great player, but that's what he's known for, as being Kobe's Robin. You know, Kobe was Batman, he was Robin.
Right.
Because Kobe always said, "Hey, I love Shaq, but I'm not his Robin."
Right.
But Paul was okay being his Robin.
Right.
And they made a great team. They had a lot of fun. That's going to be a tearjerker.
This is, and I love how we at our fingertips. This just popped up. They're already talking about it. DeAndre Hopkins has been hanging out with Dez Bryant in Dallas.
Okay, there's the first thing that I would tell DeAndre Hopkins not to do. Don't hang out with Dez Bryant.
But I love it.
I don't even know if Dez Bryant's liked in Dallas.
it's a thing. So
I don't know what DeAndre Hopkins does for, you know, if the Baltimore Ravens get Lamar Jackson back, my only thing that I want to see happen, I want Alan Lazard to go to the Baltimore Ravens. I think that'd be a great get for him, to give him a number one person to block, but number two, be his outlet guy. Cause he doesn't have an outlet. Mark Andrews is his outlet guy. You don't like that. You don't like that for Allen, or you don't like that for Baltimore?
Oh, man, for Allen. To me,
but I did make the caveat of making sure that you had Lamar Jackson there.
Right.
I don't know.
Where would I think? Allen Lazard. With,
if the Bears were better, that would be, because I think
Bears.
He's angry at Green Bay. He's angry.
Wouldn't it be fun with him with Derek Carr down in New Orleans?
Yeah. It would. Yeah. I just don't want him. I don't want him to go to New Orleans. I want him to be closer, but
no, you want it to be a vendetta type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Or I,
if TJ Hockenson wasn't in Minnesota, I'd say, well, yeah, Hockenson is tight end.
Yeah,
and
listen,
wouldn't be bad.
He wouldn't be a bad blocking wide receiver
right
for Kansas City either, except for it's probably more money than what Kansas City wants to spend in their
right
wide receiver room right now, but he wouldn't be bad there either.
Be fun in Denver.
Yeah,
I'd love to see. I mean, really,
I just want to see him get away from. And this has, I have nothing against Aaron Rodgers. I think he's a hoot.
Yeah.
I love him a lot more than I like Brett Favre, or ever liked Brett Favre.
Last report I saw, there is executives from the New York Jets flying to Green Bay.
And
to talk
they're
to
there.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson.
Oh, Breece Hall went.
Yep, he did.
Huh. Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's not going to be Jets jerseys at my house. Just telling you.
If
I love me some Breece Hall, but there's not going to be a Rodgers.
My only thing is, I just don't think he can go back to Green Bay.
No.
But I would rather
we both
be in
know that.
I would rather be back in the NFC than I would the AFC. But it would be exciting to see him with a young team.
Pleasure
like that.
To see you today,
that,
sir.
Thanks so much. We got trivia coming up, my friend.
You're heading
at
to
Grand Junction. Come down and check us out if you need to be.
Enjoy the game. See you soon.
You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Have a great weekend. We'll see you in a week and a half. Here's a look.